Before I Die, Part 2.
Zoe watches me wipe my eyes with the corner of the duvet. Do it with me, I say. She looks startled. Do what? It's on bits of paper everywhere. I'll write it out properly and you can make me do it. Make you do what? The thing you wrote on the wall? Other stuff too, but the boy thing first. You've had sex loads of times, Zoe, and I've never even been kissed. I watch my words fall into her. They land somewhere very deep. Not loads of times, she says eventually. Please, Zoe, even if I beg you not to, even if I'm horrible to you, you must make me do it. I've got a whole long list of things I want to do. When she says, okay, she makes it sound easy, as if I only asked her to visit me more often. You mean it? I said so, didn't I? I wonder if she knows what she's letting herself in for. I sit up in bed and watch her fiddle about in the back of my wardrobe. I think she's got a plan. That's what's good about Zoe. She'd better hurry up, though, because I'm starting to think of things like carrots and air and ducks and pear trees, velvet and silk, lakes. I'm going to miss ice and the sofa and the lounge and the way Cal loves magic tricks and white things, milk, snow, swans. From the back of the wardrobe, Zoe pulls out the wrap dress Dad bought me last month. It's still got the price on. I'll wear this, she says. You can wear mine. She starts to unbutton her dress. Are you taking me out? It's Saturday night, Tess. Ever heard of it? Of course I have. I haven't been vertical for hours. It makes me feel a bit strange, sort of empty and ethereal. Zoe stands in her underwear and helps me put on the red dress. It smells of her. The material is soft and clings to me. Why do you want me to wear this? It's good to feel like you're somebody else sometimes. Someone like you. She considers this. Maybe, she says. Maybe someone like me. When I look at myself in the mirror, it's great how different I look. Big-eyed and dangerous. It's exciting, as if anything is possible. Even my hair looks good, dramatically shaved rather than only just growing. We look at ourselves side by side. Then she steers me away from the mirror and makes me sit down on the bed. She brings my makeup basket from the dressing table and sits next to me. I concentrate on her face as she smears foundation onto her finger and dabs at my cheeks. She's very pale and very blonde, and her acne makes her look kind of savage. I've never had a spot in my life. It's the luck of the draw. She lines my lips and fills in the space with lipstick. She finds some mascara and tells me to look right at her. I try to imagine what it might be like to be her. I often do this, but I can never really get my head round it. When she makes me stand up in front of the mirror again, I glitter, a little like her. Where do you want to go? She says. Oh, there are loads of places. The pub, a club, a party. I want a big dark room you can barely move in, with bodies grinding close together. I want to dance so fast that my hair grows long enough to trample on. I want to get so hot that I have to crunch ice in my mouth. Let's go dancing, I say. Let's go and find some boys to have sex with.